Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, when things are going right, I like to reach out to Yuma, Arizona, and speak to my man, writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, let's kick this off now. So do we know at this particular moment if they have filed a bill? Because there's some people saying that if they filed a bill in the Senate by today at 5:30, that ball would be a rolling on this framework gun deal outline thing that we've been talking about.
Right. Yeah. I have heard the same as you, rumors that it's going to come out, but I haven't seen it yet. So, have you seen a copy of it?
Well, no, I've seen an article on AmmoLand stating that if they filed it by today at 5:30, the ball was rolling. Which,
and I've seen an article saying that they expected a bill to come out today, sometime.
Right.
But I haven't seen the bill yet.
Right. Don't you think they would be trumpeting that if they were?
You would think so.
Yeah.
You would think so. But that doesn't mean a bill won't come out. It just means we haven't seen it yet. So they may come out with one tomorrow or the next day. And if it hasn't come out today, my guess is because they have people disputing what should be in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they haven't been able to reach an agreement. And John Cornyn of Texas had indicated as much that he didn't agree with some of what was being put forward.
What I've seen is that the sticking point was that none of the funding be used for abortion. Which, you know, knowing politics and the way they attach things to bills and such, I could see where that might actually be a thing. The only thing that I'm concerned about is if that is actually what they did, and they did file it, well, that's an interesting aside as to how they really screwed up the political process of putting these long-lasting weaponized legislative tomes together. But on the other hand, if that hasn't happened and if it's still up in the air, it makes me wonder why somebody from our side would be out there throwing up a jump ball like that trying to, I don't know.
Yeah, and there may be. I don't see the enthusiasm for this sort of bill that there was in 2012 or 2013. I just don't see it.
Right.
And in my opinion, it's because there just isn't the control. The major media outlets don't have the control over the narrative like they did back in 2013. And even then, they were losing control, so they're even worse off today in trying to push something through that isn't all that popular with the politicians because they're getting a lot of pushback from their constituents.
Right. Well, you know, John Cornyn was booed over the weekend.
Yes.
I mean, isn't that sort of a tone-deaf thing to do, to get out there, be booed, and then get out there and say, well, you know, my constituents don't like me. They're just idiots. Let's move on.
And I suspect that may be part of what's going on here. Cornyn is saying, you got to take out this part where these red flag laws are supposed to do this, and they really don't, and, they're violating due process. But, you know, just take out some of this stuff and be more reasonable. And the left is saying reasonable, that's the last thing we want. You know, our version of reasonable is you give up everything and we get everything we want.
Right. That's their version of compromise.
Yeah.
That is definitely their version of compromise. So I guess we'll see maybe tomorrow something.
The longer it takes, the more likely it won't come out at all, or that it'll be neutered down to something that we don't hate quite as much.
And by the same token, you know, like when I was talking to some people about yesterday and everything, everybody's like, well, so what you going to do if the Supreme Court comes out with their render? And Supreme Court seems to be, they seem to have less of a sense of urgency than we have to hear their render on this one, huh?
Well, they do, but they are, and I have to I understand this, they're following their tradition. And their tradition has been that they don't give out the most controversial opinions and decisions until the end of the term. And they've got about, my understanding, is about a dozen opinions yet to render
right
before the end of the term. And three of those are some of the most contentious. And so it, by what they have done in the past, those will probably be the last three, or in the last batch anyway, that they announce. And it could be at the very end of the month they do it. They could do it a little sooner. I mean, on a couple of occasions, the court has gone a few days into July. I think the latest they ever went was July 9th. So I have made the decision. I'm not going to worry too much about it because it could happen any time from a few days to a couple of weeks, and it will come out when it comes out.
Right.
I think it's a good sign that they are not saying, let's get everything right out now to placate the media, because that means that they are more independent and less beholden to what the media says about them.
Yeah.
And we will, and that's a good thing. They shouldn't be dependent on what the media says, although in the past that seems to have been a serious thing on the Supreme Court. Well, there we are. I mean, I'm hoping that the decision on New York Rifle and Pistol is a good one. I would expect it to be. Why take the case if you weren't going to change the way the circuits are looking at this? And so I expect it to be a good decision. How good it'll be, we won't know until it comes out.
I guess so. I guess so. I've got another something that you haven't written about that I want to talk about in the next segment coming up. And I'm not going to tell you what it is just yet. It's just simply because, I was like,
we're almost out of time, so for this segment, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got about a minute. But, hey, I do notice that you have a new Bear article that we're going to talk about later on in this show. And we're also going to talk about Everytown, which is that published today, but the last two articles are two articles we're going to talk about. Although I want to have a chat with you, and I'll set this up for you. I'm real tired of all of these companies that I go to for groceries, tires, whatever it is, I'm real tired of them having to make a political statement.
I agree with you. I think it's counterproductive.
Yeah, and for the, you know, counterproductive is a very good word for it. So we'll talk about that in the next segment. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. He is the biggest writer of the biggest website of its type on the planet, Amalan.com. He has well over 2,000 articles waiting for you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CBS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, writer at Ammoland.com. And, you know, I shop at Harris Teeter whenever I can. Dean, did you see what happened with Harris Teeter?
I did not.
So Harris Teeter had these koozies in their store for sale. And they had depictions of rifles and eagles on the koozies. And some Karen rolled in there and got on Twitter and said, we have 110 people, they're inflating the number now, 110 people die a day of gun violence, and you're selling these? So that was, Harris Teeter and Kroger have both decided that they're Kroger's the parent company. They've decided to pull these off the shelf.
Maybe we can get a good deal on them, you know, remnants, no longer.
at General Electric here in Greenville, South Carolina. They have the gay pride colors on their logo coming into for people, all the people that work there to see as they drive in. Now, here's my question. I know that corporations have always supported things that maybe would not be something that I support. I've always known that. But at the same time, I've never seen them go to the lengths they're going now to push what is arguably a very small percentage of America on us, as if we have to know, not only know it, but approve of whatever choices they make, which nobody approves of my choices. Nobody has to approve of anything I do. And everything now is turning into a political statement. I can't go anywhere without having Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ+, or whatever stuck in my face.
Correct.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are that this is a well-planned and orchestrated design to buy people with a lot of money and power to destroy American culture and to destroy the founding of our republic, the cultural founding of it, in order to knock America down. I would be surprised if it weren't supported by, people in the oligarchy in China, in the European Union, potentially in Russia, and anybody in the United States who simply doesn't like the constitutional order as it exists. And there are people who don't. And so this is a way to create uncertainty and dissension and to destroy the order. When you try to destroy the very idea that there are two sexes, when you say anyone can be a woman anytime they want to be, anyone can be a man anytime you want to be, you're trying to destroy the very basic structure of society. And you're trying to persuade people that they have to acknowledge things as true that they know are not true. Now, that's part of what they did in the Soviet Union. Everybody had to repeat the lies and act as if they believed the lie, and that made it so that almost no one was willing to stand up for truth and to confront the lies that were being told them every day. Everybody had to believe in the lie. I have a friend who immigrated to the U.S. in the late 1980s from the Soviet Union, and I asked him one time. And he's done very well in this country. He started out, I think, as cleaning houses. But he had a degree in the Soviet Union. And the last I saw, he was in his middle 70s, both working as a top-notch researcher in cancer at the University of Wisconsin and winning several titles as a bodybuilder. He couldn't do that in Russia. And I asked him, why did you leave everything you had in Russia? It wasn't like you were on the bottom in Russia. You were kind of in the middle. You had a sort of decent apartment. You know, why leave everything and come over here to start all over? And he said, I wanted to live in a country where I didn't have to lie every day. And he told me about the corruption that was rampant in the former Soviet Union, about how he got a decision in a local court allowing him to keep the apartment he had obtained. But then an emissary from the judge and the local party came over and say, well, you're going to have to pay the judge the equivalent of a few thousand dollars or he's going to reverse that decision. And he had no way to get around it. He had to pay up. So what they're trying to do is create chaos and confusion in our basic structure of society. This is my opinion. And they're having some success at it. But they're starting to get some pushback now, too. And remember that private companies have generally either supported the social structure in very bland ways, you know, motherhood and apple pie kind of stuff, which is now under attack by the left, or they haven't made any statement at all because you're bound to have someone who doesn't like what you say. So if you say nothing, you reach the broadest customer base. And now the left is pushing, using the power they have in the government and in economic oversight, like the bank, to require everybody to state these obvious lies and to parrot the critical race theory and Black Lives Matter and the woke movement. And people are reacting against it, righteously so, and I think they will revolt against it, are revolting against it, and I think that will eventually triumph. I think they've gone too far, too fast. And none of this happened, or very little of it. There was some setup to it before the presidency of Barack Obama. Barack Obama came in with a campaign pledge that he was against, quote, gay marriage, which isn't marriage at all.
Right. Hang on right there. Hang on right there. We're coming into the break. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the new COVID vaccination authorization for kids under five.
The United States is now the first country in the world to offer safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months old.
He said nearly every American now has access to COVID vaccines. That news comes on the heels of the CDC reporting that in the week ending May 28, 2022, 442 children total have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. White House security spokesman John Kirby is calling out Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking to reporters, Kirby accusing Putin of weaponizing food. He added President Biden is working with other nations to find a workaround when it comes to the blockade. This is USA Radio News. The Democratic-led House Select Committee investigating the January 6 Capitol Hill attack is holding a hearing Tuesday afternoon about former President Donald Trump's efforts to pressure state officials to turn their electoral votes in his favor. Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers responds to California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff's questions about the former president's claims that Bowers told Trump he won Arizona.
Anywhere, anyone, anytime has said that I said the election was rigged. That would not be true.
And when the former president in his statement today claimed that you told him that he won Arizona, is that also false?
That is also false.
Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Tuesday, all three major indexes gaining more than 2% as stocks rebounded from their worst week since 2020. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 671 points. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten from Ammoland.com, I looked something up in the break. As of according to Gallup, which, you know, okay. Gallup. According to Gallup, in 2021, 7.1% of the United States identifies as LGBTQ. And half of them are identify as bisexual, which I don't know exactly what that means unless that sort of means they haven't made their mind up yet.
Yeah, a friend of mine called. He said, well, there's bisexual and trisexual. Because bisexual will swing either way, and trisexual means they'll try anything.
Yeah, well. Well, I mean, with as many genders as they think there are, that's pretty, that would just, but see, that does away with the thing that there's more than two genders. If you only, three genders is not enough. That's not enough.
I thought it was a sort of apt description because there are many people, men, I have to say, more so than women, who seem willing to try anything sexual.
Yeah, well. Yes, that is probably on its ragged edge, absolutely true. So let's get to Everytown. They're calling for censorship on how to of on firearms. And the problem with that, now, I guess the only ones that might censor that, in my view, and I haven't even looked at this, is that they might be able to censor YouTube, but YouTube isn't the only place you can go to look at video about guns.
Right. And they actually did call on YouTube specifically to take down videos about how to make and repair and use firearms. And YouTube said, no, we're not going to do it, which was interesting. And what it shows, and I think this is clear if you think about it, is that you can't have, quote, effective gun control unless you control what people can think and learn.
Right.
And read. Because if people are able to read about how to make guns and make ammunition and to create their own weapons, well, then you have a real problem because people will make their own weapons. And what every town claims is that they have to prevent people from learning about how guns work and how to make and repair and modify them. And I would say, what they say, every town says, is that platforms such as YouTube have a responsibility to users and the public at large to ensure that posts do not incite violence or promote extremist content. Well, that's kind of a weird way to say that you're going to censor videos about how to make and use guns. And I would say that YouTube has a responsibility to users to protect and support their First Amendment rights of free expression.
I'll tell you why they don't pull those down. Okay?
Funny.
So, like in the... I put a video up of taking two guns to C&H Precision where he installed two optics. These were on optics-ready guns, so this was not something that he actually modify. He just took one thing off and screwed one thing on there. And initially, they demonetized that because it was a modification video. However, as I appealed it, they put ads to it of their own. See, whenever they demonetize a video of mine, listen, yeah. So whenever they demonetize a video of mine, they come in behind that and reserve the right to put their own ads on there. And not have ads that I'll get paid off of, but they'll have ads. They reserve that right. So they did. Yeah, isn't it? And they have. And I mean, they have gun people, gun companies that sponsor things. They have gun ads running on gun industry ads. Not too many for guns themselves, but various things like armor, right?
Sure.
Holsters. So they'll let the accessory companies on there, and then they're beginning to, you know, there's been a couple of guys tried to get out there and start something on the side, and nobody's going there for the most part because YouTube has so much walking you know, walk in traffic, you might say, if it was at a mall.
Right.
But the other thing that YouTube's done, I mean, a lot of my videos that they demonetized a long time ago, they have gone back quietly and monetized.
Well, I guess that's positive.
Yeah. So, but here, like, from NBC News, in your article, YouTube's firearm policy say users can't post videos that show how to install certain gun accessories, including high-capacity magazines. Nobody installs a high-capacity magazine, do they? They might put it in the magwell and fire it up. But
we could go far afield, you know, and say,
yeah.
Well, here's how you put a fixed 20-round magazine on an SKS or something, you know.
Right, right.
But in general, that I don't think they know enough about what they're talking about to say that that's what they really mean.
Right.
So, yes, and I would say that it's more dangerous to control the information people get than to try to control their access to arms. Because if you control their information, you can make it so they don't believe there's anything wrong. And they should never, ever do anything to the government because the government is doing such great things for them, even when it is doing terrible things for them.
Right,
that's
right.
What was talked about in things like George Orwell's novel, 1984, which seems to be showing up a little late. And this is the push to control the big tech oligarchs. And as you said, there are alternatives coming up. I think Rumble is doing fairly well and growing, continue to grow. And there are other platforms. I think BitChute is one I've seen a number of videos come up on. And they don't censor stuff anywhere near as much as YouTube does. And from what you're saying, it sounds like even YouTube is backing off on some of their worst censorship.
Well, I mean, what everybody's done is they have adapted to YouTube's thing. A lot of guys have gone that have YouTube. They have a Patreon account, so they get in there and they get support from Patreon. They figured out how to use these gun companies that send them guns to review on their channel. They make X amount of bucks for doing it, and they keep sending the guns back, and they extract $500 a gun or something like that. So they don't necessarily need YouTube to do it. So, and YouTube allows guns to be fired on a range in a safe environment. That's all anybody's doing. Now, if you get in there and start pulling things apart, you might run into something there, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're coming up on the next break. I just found that interesting. Because they're going against the trend now since Elon Musk decided he was going to buy Twitter. Going against the trend. That article is there. It was the latest one published at Amalan.com out of the 2,000 plus that Dean has there. He has well over 2,000 waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
On the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we're going to talk about, he's got an article out, Two Geologists, Two Bears, One Gun, Two Outcomes. Tell me about this.
Yeah. Well, this is based on two geologists. They're both women. They both knew each other pretty closely. And there were two different outcomes. They both dealt with predatory black bears up in Alaska. And I thought it was interesting because the outcomes were so different, and yet the circumstances were so similar. So back in 1977, in August, Cynthia Dussel Bacon was working on her third summer as a geologist for the Alaskan branch of the United States Geological Survey. She was 30 years old and in excellent physical condition. She had a geologist hammer, a walkie-talkie, lunch, and a rucksack that she used to stow rock samples and the things she was carrying in. She's working in the Big Delta Quadrangle, and a helicopter would take her in and drop her off and then come and pick her up. Her project chief believed it was a bad idea to carry guns because guns created more danger than they would prevent. So she didn't carry any kind of a gun. She'd been dropped off by the helicopter. She was walking along a narrow pathway on a ridge about 60 miles southeast of Fairbanks, Alaska. And a small black bear, by small, 150 pounds or thereabouts, startled her with a crash in the brush. It appeared to her, staring at her, it was only about 10 feet away. Now, I'll tell you, if a black bear out in the wild is staring at you from only 10 feet away, kill it. It is not acting as if it is afraid of people, and it is looking at you as prey. So, the bear moved out of sight, then it jumped her from behind and knocked her down. She'd been told playing dead was the best strategy, so she played dead. And the bear proceeded to drag her around for nearly half an hour. And during that time, the bear tore into her right arm and disabled it, and she was able to get her radio out of her pocket with her left arm and signal for help. And while that was going on, the bear managed to eat and destroy much of both her arms. before wow. health arrived. Now, she didn't resist the bear because she'd been told to play dead. But if she had had even a tiny little pocket pistol that was a .22, she could have killed that bear pretty easily from 10 feet away while it was standing there, or while it was chewing on her arm and she was right next to it, she could have put a little Freedom Arms revolver up against its temple or in its eye and blew its brains up. But she didn't have any weapons. She did, and she'd been told to play dead. So, later on, after she had been rescued and recovered, she said that she had ample opportunity to kill it, but she didn't have a firearm. And that's what we see with black bears, by the way. That's a typical predatory sort of attack for a black bear. Because humans are not common prey for black bears, when they look at one at prey, they're trying to figure out, is this kind of new prey dangerous? Is it okay to attack it? So they usually just don't do an all-out charge and grab the person. They'll usually kind of sidle up to them, get close, try to see what that new prey potentially does, and that gives people an excellent opportunity to kill this presumptuous black bear. So, she survived and recovered. 2 years earlier, she'd made friends with another woman, Marty Miller. She'd been working as a cook when they made friends for the Geological Survey. She visited Cynthia in the hospital, so she had detailed accounts from Cynthia about what had happened in the bear attack on her. Well, she joined the Geological Survey a few years later, 1981, full-time, and she eventually became a project leader. And then she had an experience with a predatory black bear that was kind of simple, very similar to Cynthia. And Larry Knute, he's a well-known author of Alaskan bear books, was able to interview her. It didn't make a huge amount of news because she wasn't severely hurt. But she was also dropped off by a helicopter in a wild area to work on a geological survey. And she saw a black bear following her trail and basically stalking her. So remembering what had happened to Cynthia, she had a .30-06 rifle with her. And she got all moved so that the bear would have to show itself before it got to her. She remembered that Cynthia had been hit from the back in denser brush, so she got into a more open area, uphill, and when the bear came out and kept coming at her, even though she yelled at it, she took her .30-06 and shot it and dropped the bear right there with one shot through the spine. And she was not a hunter, and she had not shot the rifle very much. And when she shot it from about 70 feet away, she remembered thinking, a little surprised, this thing worked. I always found that amusing. Gee, you shoot a bear with a .30-06 and it kills it right there.
Wow.
You know, that wouldn't have been a surprise to me since I was about 12, but, you know, for somebody who doesn't hunt. Now, she had a hunting license that she got just as a precaution because she thought she might be invited to hunt sometime when she was out working or whatever. And she was offered the possibility to record this as a legal hunting kill. But Alaska has a regulation that if you ride in a helicopter, you're not allowed to hunt for 24 hours afterwards. So she didn't want to falsify a report to claim that she had legally shot the bear. So it was recorded as a defense of life and property kill. And her story is on Larry Knute's book, Some Bears Kill. So we have this interesting juxtaposition of two stories, two relatively slight women, even though they were in good shape. One had a gun, one didn't. The one without a gun had her arms chewed off and is crippled for life.
Wow.
The other, her friend, carried a 30-06 and stopped the problem before it harmed her at all. And there's a significant advantage of using firearms as a defensive tool against bears, because once you kill them, they don't come back and attack you anymore. And that's the story of two geologists with two bears and one gun.
30-06, huh? Before we run out of time, are you going to be available to me on Friday there, boss man?
I intend to be.
Yeah. So.
So hopefully we'll get some more articles published on Amalan. There's kind of a stack, so I suspect they will.
I have just received notification from Town Hall that the Republicans have, in fact, come together with the Democrats. So it doesn't sound like they got anything near what the Democrats wanted. So we'll see what the final details are in that. But
yep.
That's for another day. Thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Pleasure is mine. And I'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, it is very important that you remember this. And it's, you know, whenever I have to take the time to explain this to some people, it always seems to gel. Because it's not about gun control. It always has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.